Mom of eight refuses to buy her kids any Christmas gifts. That's right. Now, she's been branded as cold, insisting her kids are happier than ever with their frugal lifestyle. She says she's going to save because she'd spend maybe $100 on each kid for Christmas.
Yeah.
And she says that she could not be happier. The kids are happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they would get a toy and then they wouldn't play with it. So she was like, hey, let's declutter. Let's not have a Christmas. Can you imagine waking up Christmas morning? You think the big fat guy just dropped off something for you, right?
Yeah.
But instead, the fat guy doesn't show up at your house. And then you get a couple bucks, and then you and your siblings all do the secret Santa.
Okay.
She's more, hey, we go to the zoo throughout the year. Maybe we'll go on a family trip to a museum. That's how we...
I like her. Ooh. I don't think she's doing parenting different. She's not doing it how everybody else does it. But it's hard to nag this lady because she still does things and teaches her kids stuff. You know what I mean?
You don't like this lady.
No, I don't like her at all.
Why?
Because, I mean, you should always have something to open Christmas morning.
Like, so you spoil your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's because you're a bad dad throughout the year. So you make up for it on Christmas.
Okay. But they have a good Christmas, and that's my point.
They do. Yeah. I do the same thing. That's why I'm stressing this year, because my kid's like, I don't really want anything. And I'm like, well, this is my time to shine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? What do you mean you don't want anything? Okay, cool. You're just going to be mad all year now?
Let me ask, maybe you do what this woman does and not get your kids anything for Christmas. And she's going to save tons of money that they can now use to maybe go to a zoo, have one zoo trip.
Right. I mean, well, she's a single mom. She's got three kids.
Yeah, I don't know if she's single, but she doesn't have three kids. She's got eight. Then? She's got eight kids.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe
because she puts out, now the kids have to suffer on Christmas.
Yeah.
Chrissy, what do you think of this mom of eight that refuses to buy her children any Christmas gifts?
I think this lady's an idiot. I really do. I spoil my kids rotten. They get just about everything they need and want in their list, and I would hate to have this mom.
Okay, so you're on Chris's side. Chris, he goes all out, spoils his kids rotten. He thinks this woman sucks ass.
Yeah, but
I don't think she sucks ass. I kind of commend her.
Yeah, and the problem is people like you and Chris are so judgy pants.
I don't understand that. I think she's an idiot.
Well, she's just trying to teach her kid a valuable lesson.
It's actually a protest against women's pay.
No, it is not.
Okay.
She's punishing their own kids.
Well, she has eight of them.
Yeah, that's not their fault.
I don't know their circumstances. All I know is I don't think what this mom is doing is terrible.
Try living eight kids in an apartment.
I don't think what this mom is doing is terrible, and for you to attack the mom...
She's just trying to save money is what she's trying to do.
She's trying to cheap out. You're right. Yeah.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You don't want to spoil. Your kids are going to grow up resentful.
Yeah.
They're going to hate you. That's what's going to happen.
And I hope they remember
when
they pick her nursing home. I hope they remember all this.
Why would she go to a nursing home when she has eight kids?
She should never have to go to a nursing home. One of them can take care of her?
No, not after this crappy
childhood.
She
took care of them forever on a woman's salary?
Not on Christmas.
It's usually single parent salary is what they call it, Derek.
Okay, all right.
You got to get your verbiage right.
My bad.
Let me go to Valerie. Yes, Valerie.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
First-time caller. Oh, bless
you. I listen to you guys all the time. I'm so excited. I'm online.
We're excited.
I think this lady is really crazy. I love my children. I have three. My youngest is four. The oldest is 15. I love them more than anything, but they get what they deserve. They get what they earn.
Okay.
I don't think you should be overspending on these kids.
They're kids.
But they need to learn responsibility. What are they going to learn? How are they going to be able to survive and live their own life knowing that things were handed down to them? No, that's ridiculous.
They're children. They won't know anything better. Please. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, thank you,
Valerie. It does kind of suck, though, to have to earn Christmas gifts, especially because that's why Christ died.
No. Mm-hmm. No. He did not die at Christmas.
Your Bible's different.
Yeah, because in mine, he's born.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you don't read the Bible.
Yeah, I don't.
Let's go to Emily. What do you got?
I heard about it.
I get my kids, you know, what I can. I feel like Christmas, everybody bases it on gifts now. I mean, I thought it was for family.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You get together with family and you share stories and you just enjoy your time together.
And that's how you appreciate each other.
Instead,
with
it's
gifts.
Just about gifts. I'm with you, Emily.
Uh-huh.
It sucks. What's up, Donovan?
Growing up for me, we never had a lot of money. I lived in a house with 7 other kids.
Damn.
There is no complaining from any of our siblings. I'm 20 now, and even now, I don't want Christmas gifts because I would rather spend time with my family. That's
yeah, that's a great way to look at it, right? Donovan's got it figured out.
I'd rather have the gifts.
Let's go to Nicole. Yes, Nicole, what do you got to say, Nicole?
Hey, listen, nobody knows what this woman's going through. I'm a single parent, and I also make a living. And some years are good, and some years are bad. And our struggle doesn't mean that we don't love our children. It just means that sometimes financially you're not able to put it on there. But trust me when I say, people, there's good and bad with gifts. I think the lady said something that really hit it on the nose, where she said she bought her kids everything, that they're spoiled rotten. Who in the hell wants rotten-ass kids? You know
they're
what I'm
kids.
To say?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about
I don't know what
phone calls, ma'am. So don't take it directly towards you. Maybe that's part
of
the problem.
Okay, well, you're attacking me and how I'm spending my kids. That is my right.
I'm just saying, I'm repeating what you said. So if you don't like the words of choice, then look at yourself in the mirror, because it was you that made that statement about your own children.
Man, I love the girl fights.
Yeah.